Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp, bring us back, once known as John Cougar. Then John Cougar Mellencamp, now just what his mama named him, John Mellencamp. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar here. That's what his mama named him. And Jeffrey is the chief home officer. He's been with us now for almost 19 years, and he's our worm cam operator, operating where the rubber meets the road out on Main Street, home-based business expert and word expert. If you need something written, folks, if you need to put your best foot forward in words, he's the man. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. You got this roadshow mojo. Is that what you call it going on?
Road trip mojo.
What's that
road
mean?
Road trip mojo. Here's the deal. For as we have gotten on in years and gotten closer to empty nesterhood, about 4 or 5 years ago, Robbie, my wife, and I started, you know, traveling more, and I got hooked up with a buddy of mine who, aside from having grown up with him, he and his wife were doing music festivals. So I started doing music festivals with them, and they bought a trailer, a travel trailer, a really nice travel trailer. And so Robbie and I, again, as our youngest went off to college, said, we have some free time. You know, we'd like to maybe get involved. So we bought a travel trailer, too. And so what we do is we travel to different music and arts festivals, essentially around the Southeast. Most of them are in Florida because we're all the way down in the tail end of South Florida here. So it takes a while to get out of the state. But we travel around. We do these festivals. But one thing we saw is there's a lot of people like us. And this is how you spot business opportunities, although we're still working on the business plan behind it. You know, there's a lot of people like us, people who have everything from pop-up campers to what we call RV glampers, you know, $500,000, $700,000, you know, diesel pusher RVs. And we said these people love their music. They love the camping, even if they're in a humdinger of an RV. We said, you know, maybe we can build a community around them. So we went out and I secured the domain Road Trip Mojo, which plays into the road trip part. Right. Mojo is kind of a playful word behind it. And then we created a Facebook page behind it, you know, facebook.com/roadtripmojo. And so we talk about camping. We talk about festivals. We talk about the lifestyle of camping, what I call the convergence of RVing and festivals. And what it's shown me, and as a business model, not a business model, but a marketing opportunity, what it's shown me is there's so much out there. You know, you talk about companies that have come along and created opportunity and created, you know, models where there were none before.
Right.
You know, I went out and bought T-shirts, for example, printed T-shirts, you know, one-offs. You don't have to go buy 1,000 of them now. You can print, they're not cheap, but you can buy, you know, one-offs of a T-shirt design and design it yourself online. So to whatever you want, or you can hire a graphic designer to do it for you. We bought keychains. It's a keychain bottle opener with a little flashlight built in. And they were doing a closeout at one of these organizations, Superior Promos, for example, 17 cents. And they sent me a sample. I mean, you would have easily spent 20 cents. No, you would have spent, you know, significantly more to get it done, custom printed. And all these things just build your brand, and so, I think that's what the message
is.
What are you doing?
What is your goal with this? Are you going to give these away?
The merch, the T-shirts we will have. I'm not giving away the T-shirts at this point. We're not giving away as a promotion.
You're going to wear them.
You know, someone enters the sweepstakes, we'll wear them. But the keychains. You know, we're going to walk around the different campsites. You know, where the trailers are and the
and this
diesel
is spread the word
are.
About your website.
Spread the word about the website and then start getting sponsors involved.
Right.
You know, because the more traffic we do, the more we can report, the more likes we get and shares we get on Facebook, the more we can report that we've built this community. Mm-hmm. And then we will get some of these companies to partner with us and pay us to travel to different events and run sponsorships with them.
And report on the event and let people comment on that.
Absolutely.
Build a community, right?
Absolutely. That's, you know, ultimately that's what it's about. And you know, sort of what I've called it, it's a semi-professional pursuit of a personal passion. I enjoy doing this, just like when it was Home Office Highway. Mm-hmm. When it was Home Office Highway, we would take that trip. But if we got a sponsor on board and we'd make a few stops at an Office Depot location or locations along the way,
right,
and we, you know, had a HP printer on board, that, and then we would stop at a TV station, they'd come on board with their camera and an anchor or a host to sit with me and see how it all worked. You know, it's both able to share the love to a potential sponsor or a sponsor, but also show people how it can be done and show people how you don't have to drive a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar RV. You can have a pop-up that hitches to your little sedan or coupe can pull to your favorite music festival or, you know, just – or an arts festival or a wine festival or whatever, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many of these festivals that align with people's passions. That you can pursue them, you can follow them, you can go to one and have fun. And I got to tell you, there's a growing camping community out there.
Oh, listen, I believe
people who are truly enjoying it.
Yep,
absolutely.
And our generation and is really remarkable. Getting into this.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, and it's fun. I grew up camping. You know, my dad used to take the camping we would do would be tenting, but I grew up with it all.
Yeah.
And there's a certain level of it that, you know, if you teach your kids to camp. Like teaching a man to fish. If you teach your kids to camp, in many ways, it permeates their lives and how they carry themselves.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Congratulations on following your passion, as you say. And of course, I've been keeping up with this all along, folks. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check his website out, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.